and I would like to welcome everyone to the Importance of Working All 12 Steps workshop. Please help me open the meeting with a serenity prayer. God, grant me serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Change things I can.
And the wisdom to know the difference. Will know when it comes.
Today I'm co-leading the workshop with Tina, and she's going to introduce herself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tina. I'm a recovering compulsive overeater. I'm grateful to be abstinent today, and I am a general service trustee.
So last week, for those of you who weren't with us, we discussed step zero, which doesn't really appear as such in any of the literature that we have, as far as I know. But we talked really about the prep before recovery, about the misery, about the weight, about the self-hate. My co-moderator emphasized more of the weight that there was within suffering for her. For me, it was definitely the self-hate, the self-loathing, the thinking that I'm stupid, that why can't I stop eating? And that was still step zero as a preparation for step one today. From now on, we're going to meet once a month, the second Sunday of every month, and we're going to do a step a month. Today, we're going to be talking about step one. We admitted that we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Tina will be working with the 12 steps and 12 traditions of OA and the 12-step workbook, and I will be working from the abstinence book, first edition, and Voices of Recovery. Tina and I will each briefly tell our stories and then discuss step one as it relates to us. This workshop is being recorded, and we will be posting it on the OA website in a few weeks. It's going to be on the podcast page, as well as other podcast feeds like iTunes. If you speak, it is considered implied consent to have your voice and your share recorded and posted. To preserve your anonymity, please use only your first name or a fictitious name when you share. My name is Ronnie. I'm a compulsive overeater. And for those of you who were here last week, I apologize that you have to hear me again today, but I promise that you'll get a reprieve from me now until step eight. So if you really can't stand my voice, I hope you get a sponsor and discuss it with them. I came to OA in October 2nd of 99. I lived in California at the time, and I weighed over 200 pounds. I hated myself. I hated everybody else, and I pretty much rejected you before you rejected me just in case, just to be safe and not to get hurt. I had an extremely low self-esteem, and I just did not understand why I couldn't stop eating. I tried diets. I tried doctors. I tried pretty much everything. My health was, I was fairly young. I was 27. And I already had two ankle surgeries, and I had back problems. None of those went away. I did not believe in God. I had no higher power except for the food and really the expression on your face. But I lived pleased. I loved to be the victim. I loved to criticize and stab people in the back, all in the spirit of protecting myself, which is what I thought. Ever since I came into OA, I lost about 85 pounds. I give service now. I serve as Region 3 chair. It's seven states. It's in the southwest United States. I currently live in Tucson, Arizona, with a very strong inner group, and I'm extremely grateful for that. And that is my brief story. I would like to, before really starting to talk about step one, I wanted to read the part of the introduction to the 12 steps that we have in our OA 12 and 12. It says, "We of Overeaters Anonymous have found in this fellowship a way to recover from the disease of compulsive overeating. After years of guilt over repeated failures to control our eating and our weight, we now have a solution that works. Our solution is a program of recovery, a program of 12 simple steps. By following these steps, thousands of compulsive overeaters have stopped eating compulsively. In OA, we have no program of diets and exercise, no scales, no magic pill. What we do have to offer is far greater than any of these things, fellowship in which we find and share the healing power of love. Our common bonds are two, the disease of compulsive overeating from which we all have suffered, and the solution that we all are finding as we live by the principles embodied in these steps. We would like to offer here a study of those steps, sharing how we follow them to recover from compulsive eating. We hope in this way to provide help to those who still suffer from our disease. And now we're going to go back to Tina, who will tell us about her OA story.
This is Tina, recovering compulsive overeater. Real briefly, my story is that I came in 1989. I knew I was home. I heard peace, or I heard hope. I heard recovery. And I've been coming ever since, thank you, God. I did not get abstinent that day, which was actually June 15, 1989. But I did start my recovery that day. And I probably went out and binged afterwards. But again, I knew I was home. I have never left program, thank you, God. And it is God who brought me to program. I'm keeping off, maintaining a 65-pound weight loss. And more importantly, hanging around thanks to my first sponsor who encouraged me right from the start to start studying the steps and the traditions. That's why I'm thrilled with this workshop that we're doing in terms of working all 12 steps. I've been studying them since I came in, and when I get to step 12, I go on to step one again and hopefully at a higher level. As I said, I've never left. Part of that, too, is because of and the fellowship called me and encouraged me to come. My first group meeting I actually went to because I did not want to eat that day, and I also needed to be with other people. As I said, right from the start, I knew I was home. It was wonderful, quotes around wonderful, hearing people share about things that I thought I was the only one that I had ever done. And I'll talk about that when we get to step one. I keep coming because of the 12 steps. I keep coming because of the 12 traditions. I keep coming because of my improving relationship with my higher power, whom I choose to call God. I keep coming because my higher power keeps helping me with the food. I am, you know, a recovering compulsive overeater. That will never go away, but I have solutions today, and those solutions are the 12 steps, the 12 traditions, the tools and workshops such as this. Service is a very big part of my story, and again, it's above the group level. Abstinence is required. It helps me on a personal basis. The fellowship is unbelievable. Just for today, I can do what I can't do for the rest of my life. That is from the Just for Today card, wallet card, which is one of my favorite pieces of OA literature. And because of that, I've been coming for quite a while. Hopefully, I'll be coming one day at a time for the rest of my life.
Thanks, Tina. Do you want to jump into the 15 minutes on step one?
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, thank you. We admitted we were powerless over food and that our lives had become unmanageable. I heard Ronnie reading the introduction to the 12 and 12. I came in at step one and was on the way up again, and I was powerless over food. And looking back, it got progressive. 10 months old, we have a picture of me where I'm cute little chubby cheeks Tina. I came in 39, and it was just getting worse and worse in terms of the food, bag open, bag gone. I was powerless over it. It owned me, and life was unmanageable. I was in a profession that I loved, not that I absolutely hated, that was killing me. Full of despair, depression, defiance. There was this caged tiger, hopeless, helpless. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, when I came to my first meeting, I heard hope. And I was at peace, and that was the only time I was at peace. That first week, I went to 3 meetings, not because anyone told me to, but because that was the only time I felt at peace. I reread step one today, and it's interesting every time I reread it. You know, the big book says we will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. So It's important doing the steps. And remembering in terms of with food, the increasing helplessness with it. With my work situation, I didn't like the phrase one day at a time because that reminded me of the past, but I could handle just for today. And about 6 weeks into the program, I got my sponsor who was willing to say, okay, I need someone who would work with me. and I encourage people, you know, in terms of sponsors, to find someone who will work with you. We will not be asking for sponsors because of timing, but we encourage you to go to your face-to-face meetings or online meetings and phone meetings to get them there. But my sponsor, instead of saying, okay, for the rest of your life you can't do A, B, or C, she was like, what are you willing to do today? And made it manageable. And that's what I do with my sponsees. What are you willing to do today? And I did it, and then the next day she was, that's wonderful, are you willing to do it again? Again, more importantly, she helped me work out a plan of eating that was appropriate for me so that I was not powerless over the food, that I had a plan that was worked out between a nutritionist, my sponsor, and myself. It was not Tina's will. Tina's will got her up to 213 pounds. This program, as I said, I've been maintaining about a 65-pound weight loss for over 20 years. So my sponsor encouraged in terms of a plan of eating, going to meetings, using the tools, but most importantly, studying the steps. We now have our own OA 12 and 12, which to me is my Bible. And again, as Ronnie mentioned, in the workbook, there's an OA 12 workbook where questions correspond. And we'll, later on, we'll be asking some of those. Without this program, I know I would be dead because I was powerless over the food. I knew I would ultimately have diabetes. I figured I would probably drive off the bank somewhere. I know I would not be alive today. But because of this program, by working these steps, and at the end of step one, it talks about intellectually becoming teachable. And that's what I had to do initially. Because my profession, I was in nutrition. I was in sports. I was in athletics. I was in physical fitness. I knew nutrition. Bag open, bag gone. And happy, glad, sad, mad. Again, I was powerless. This program has helped me to not only maintain a physical weight loss, but an emotional and spiritual gain that just keeps coming. And as I said, at the end of step one, it talks about becoming teachable. Through the help of everyone in this program, I became teachable, sometimes more, sometimes less. My way got me to 213. So I could go on forever and ever, but Ronnie also would like to share this, and I thank you. I'm very grateful for being here.
Hi, I'm Ronnie. I'm a compulsive overeater. I read today, I was looking for books to share, OA books, and I read the January 1st reading in Voices of Recovery. The very, very last line asks, for today, will I be honest about my binge foods? That really struck me because that's all I need, in a way. And it sounds so little, but it's so much. Like I said, I came into OA weighing over 200 pounds in October of 99, and I was just ready. I was not playing games. I was pretty much willing to do whatever you asked me to do because I was in so much pain, and I'm very grateful for that. However, step one was a little bit tricky for me because there are two parts. I admit that I'm powerless over food. That's not a problem for me because I can't choose when to start. And then once I start, I can choose when to stop. For me, that's powerlessness. If I can't choose when I start, and if I can't choose when I stop, then, you know, I'm powerless. But the second part of step one was kind of tricky for me because it says our lives had become unmanageable. And I didn't see that my life was unmanageable, and I really struggled with that because I went to school, I went to university, I had a degree, I was married at the time. How is it that my life is unmanageable? And then my sponsor told me that my life becomes unmanageable when you take away the food from me. When you take away the crutch of food and I cannot replace it with anything else, then my life is unmanageable. And it's not unmanageable in the sense that I'm insane or I'm going crazy. It's unmanageable in the sense that, let's say, I walk in the street and people are looking at me funny. Or I see two people talk and obviously they're criticizing me. That's how I become insane because it's all about me. And when I have the crutch of food, I can do anything. I can accomplish anything. I am very competitive. I'm not a very nice person, but I can get things done. But when you take away that thing that makes me feel so safe and you don't give me something else, it's like you put some kind of something winding inside my stomach and I just pop and I can't take it anymore. And then I have to eat. So I go on a diet until I have to eat, and then I eat until I have to go on a diet. So it's kind of like a black and white kind of cycle. We talked last week about the obsessive mind and the allergy of the body. That allergy is just an abnormal reaction. That's all it is. And when I eat certain foods, my abnormal reaction is that I can't stop eating. My obsessive mind is the mind that got me through university, got me driving, got me doing a lot of things. And that mind, besides the fact that it tells me I don't have a disease, it tells me, you can try that. It's not going to be as bad as last time. You can stop it one this time. And I believe my mind. I believe a lie. It's a disease that makes me believe a lie. And my willpower is absolutely irrelevant. And so step one for me was involved with a lot of self-hate, a lot of loneliness. But I had to really understand, again, like I said, powerless over food, that was so easy for me. That was so clear. When you finish two trays of 12 donuts for breakfast and then you finish 2-liter bottle of Coke, you know that you're pretty much powerless over food. That is really, really easy. But my life, I started to look at the very ends of the diets, because that to me was when my life really became unmanageable, because I couldn't take life without the food anymore, and I didn't have the spiritual steps to replace it. So what I do now is I need to find something that does for me what food used to do for me without doing to me what food used to do to me. And that is that the steps are, there are a slow solution to a very, very deep rooted problem. And that, from my experience and for me, and I'm speaking only for me, that is the only thing that ever worked. I have been in program continuously since 1999. I had 2 pregnancies in this program. I go to school full-time now, and I work. And all the credit goes to OA, mostly to my poor sponsor who has to endure my calls almost every day. But I did want to share the abstinence book, the first edition. The story is on page 12, and it's called Freedom of Choice. And page 14 and 15, the writer talks about the difference between being hungry and compulsively overeating. And she says how at the time, you know, OA's definition was abstinence means to refrain from compulsive eating. This is not new to me. This was the concept I had first heard in OA. And now she says, or he says, to me, compulsive eating or overeating, and again, I would like to add overexercising, undereating, throwing up, anything compulsive that is unhealthy to me that I do, is eating or doing it to feed my disease, not my body's nutritional need. Emotionally, I found that my reaction to my feelings, not the feelings themselves, are important components of my disease. Something that I really like that they say our responsibility pledge says always to extend the hand and heart of OA to all who share my compulsion. For this, I am responsible. It doesn't say to all who share my food plan or higher power or any other aspect of life. And that to me is the beauty in program, because I'm the terminally unique person. I do not grow up in the U.S. I have Crohn's disease. I don't know many people in OA who have twins. I'm unique. I'm so special. But that does not matter, because when I walk into the rooms and when I sit down, I dug through the trash, I stole money to buy food, I stole food, and everybody else did it the same. And so I feel safe. Last, she says, or he says, somebody from Kansas, by the way, I have seen that there is only one law, the law of love, and there are only two sins. The first is to interfere with the growth of another human being, and the second is to interfere with one's own growth. And that is a quote from the Big Book, the third edition. The story is called He Who Loses His Life. And I would like to turn it back to Tina.
Okay, Ronnie, thank you very much. That was very, very powerful. According to our seventh tradition, we are self-supporting through our own contributions. Please use special workshop number, meeting number 82278 when making your contribution. While this workshop has no direct expenses, our seventh tradition reminds us that we are self-supporting through our own contributions. You may go to www.oa.org and click on contributions. And again, the meeting number is 82278. If you do not have access to internet, you may also send contributions to the World Service Office, P.O. Box 44020. Again, P.O. Box 44020. Rio Rancho, R-A-N-C-H-O, New Mexico, and the zip is 87174. And again, we ask that you mention that this virtual meeting number 82278. Also, if you're interested in any of the OA literature, you can call the office at 505-891-2664. Ronnie and I have both mentioned a lot of the OA literature. And you can do it through the internet, or you can also call the World Service Office. So we thank you for your contributions. It's helping us to carry the message. Ronnie, back to you.
Yeah, Tina and I were thinking about a couple of questions. We presented a couple, I think it was four questions last week, and Tina and I came up with questions specific to step one. So I'm going to read them out now. You can meditate on them. You can talk to your sponsor. Email whatever you want, and I will read it slowly so you can write, and please ask me. I can repeat it. I'll be more than happy to. The first question is, what is the purpose of studying and working the 12 steps? What is the purpose of studying and working the 12 steps? The second question is, are there particular foods or eating behaviors which give me trouble? What can I do to eliminate them? Are there particular foods or eating behaviors which give me trouble? What can I do to eliminate them? The third question is, what am I willing to do just for today to change and enhance my program? Am I willing to share this with someone I trust? I'm going to repeat the last one. What am I willing to do just for today to change and enhance my program? Am I willing to share this with someone I trust? And now we'll open the session for sharing, please.
And we also need to remind you that this workshop is being recorded and will be posted on the OA website podcast page, as well as other podcast feeds like iTunes. Considered implied consent to have your voice and your share recorded and posted. To preserve your anonymity, please use only your first name or fictitious name when you share. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sheila, compulsive overeater. Hi. And I wanted to ask if you could repeat question two and question three. I wasn't quite as fast a writer as you were a speaker. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm very good at fast speaking. Are there particular foods or eating behaviors which give me trouble? What can I do to eliminate them? I'll repeat the question again. It's the second question. Are there particular foods or eating behaviors which give me trouble? What can I do to eliminate them? The third question is, what am I willing to do just for today to change and enhance my program? Am I willing to share this with someone I trust? And again, the third question is, what am I willing to do just for today to change and enhance my program? Am I willing to share this with someone I trust? And the meeting is open for sharing.
Hi, I'm Rachel. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Rachel.
And I think the most important thing I've heard is that what am I willing to do today? I came back to OA in 2006, and I had tried so hard to lose weight, and I had succeeded. And then I got away from it for a couple years, 3 years, and here I was over 200 pounds again. Somebody invited me to go back to an OA meeting, and that very next day, I began abstaining. And it wasn't the abstinence I finally ended up with, but it was what I was willing to do. And that was enough to get me started. And I think that that is the most important thing that we all have to decide is, what am I willing to do? And then pray for more willingness. Thanks for letting me share.
Thanks, Rachel.
Hi, this is Stephanie. May I share?
Hi, Stephanie.
Thanks very much. I really have enjoyed the workshop so far. Thank you guys so much for sharing. I especially like it when things are referred back to our OA literature, because that's the experience of many, many people who've gone before me. I just love reading the OA literature. I was one of those people who came in because the food drove me in. I thought I was a perfectly lovely fat woman. I mean, I was in so much denial. It was just perfectly crazy. But the food drove me in, and what I was told was I had to put down the food, that's really, as was said earlier, that's what step one is about, is I got to put the plug in the jug. I did not have a concept of how to do that. I had tried to do that every which way from Sunday. And what was really helpful to me was I had a sponsor that really focused on the tools. The tools are the handrails to the steps. So the tools supported me while I was working on the steps. It didn't change my innards, at least not very much, but it supported me. If I was so busy doing writings for my sponsor or going to meetings or preparing my meals or writing down my food for the next day or doing my spiritual practices or having my quiet time or reading my big book or reading the Voices of Recovery, I didn't have so much time to get into trouble. And I've heard that this too shall pass, and that was true. You know, sometimes I just need somebody to say, okay, hang on. I can remember one time, I'd been in program a while, and I was just, I don't know, just having a really bad day, and I had to go into the grocery store, and I called someone, and I said, I really want to bookend this. I want to call you and let you know I have a list of things that I need to get at the grocery store. I'm going to call you in 15 minutes when I get out. If I don't call you, please call me. And just that accountability helped me be able to do what I couldn't do on my own. I think my higher power shows through not just when I'm praying, but also in meetings, listening to workshops like this as people love and support me through my recovery. I'm somebody, I kind of needed tough love. I needed people to just say it how they saw it. I was a chronic relapser for many years, and I'm so grateful that somebody just said, listen, this is working for me. Why don't you try it my way for a while? Just give me 90 days and do just what I ask as best you can. And there was a point at which I was a chronic liar. I told my sponsor, I can't promise you that I won't get back into the food, but I can promise you that I won't lie. And that was the beginning of the end for the food with me. So I'm very grateful. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Hi, this is Mike from New York. May I share?
Hey, Mike.
Yes, hi, everybody. I'm Mike, a recovered compulsive eater. I'd like to talk about that first question, the purpose of the 12 steps for me, how I incorporate my life. Basically, the purpose of the steps for me was threefold. First, it explained clearly what my problem was, because I didn't really know what it was into the room. Secondly, it offered a solution for me. And thirdly, it offered me a way that I could incorporate and keep the 12 steps in my life. Coming in, I thought that eating was just an issue of willpower, and I didn't have any. And as a result, I was very guilty. I felt guilty and shame for myself because I could not overcome this by taking the steps. And the steps are really very cleverly organized, you know, from 1 to 12. Step 1 defines a problem that I'm powerless over my disease and explained that I had a mental obsession with physical allergy. And that was clarifying for me because I thought it was just something that I could handle myself, but I wasn't able to. Step 2 gave me the solution. Basically explained to me that I had to reach outside of myself and get a power greater than myself to solve my problem with compulsive overeating. Step 3 is where I made a decision to do the work to embrace this power outside of myself. And step 4 through 10 four through nine, actually, is where I actually do the work. This is a spiritual program. I had to really establish a working relationship with God, my higher power. And steps 4 through 9 was the work that I did to release those barriers and open up my rapport with my higher power so God can then relieve me of this obsession of eating compulsively on a daily basis. And then step 10, 11, and 12 are the maintenance and growth steps where I establish each and every day my working relationship with God so I can stay on path in a healthy fashion. And 12 is the last step where I now take this message, I live the program, I become an ambassador to the world and carry the message to other people who are still suffering and give freely back what I was so freely given. And it is, as the big book says, it really isn't designed for living for me. That really works. So I'd like to thank you for listening. Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Hi, this is Nancy from Massachusetts. I'm a compulsive overeater. I'd like to talk about the purpose of working and studying the steps. I think there's a big difference between working them and studying them. For many years, I just studied the steps, read them over and over with the groups and whatnot, but I never got into the action of doing the steps, and that means, you know, working them. And I have done that in the past years now, and I'm on my 14th anniversary of abstinence very shortly. And the reason that I've done these steps is because that affects me after the ninth, you know, step in working. I'm living in the 10th, 11th, and 12th, and that's what protects me from the mental obsession that can come and hit any time. And that mental obsession is, I get a daily reprieve from that by working the steps and by being in fit spiritual condition. So if I work the steps, I am in fit spiritual condition, and that has really helped me to stay on the straight and narrow, more or less, in recovery. So I'm very grateful for being in this program, and I'd like to thank you for offering these steps, because I like to hear them anytime, no matter what the emphasis is. You know, the steps are where the recovery is, and there's no other answer for me. Thank you for letting me share.
Thanks, Nancy.
My higher power keeps bringing me along when he knows that I'm ready to see something. You know, when I first came into program, I wasn't ready to see some of the things that I'm ready to see now. But because I have increasing, improving relationships with higher power, and that just keeps growing in program. Again, for me, it's a Just for Today program. I'm thrilled that we're doing this workshop. And what we didn't mention, there are actually 4 teams of leaders. So we're going to go through all 12 steps. It's usually the second Sunday of each month. And we'll try and send out reminders. But, you know, mark that on your calendar, because 3 p.m. Eastern Time in February, we're going to be talking about step 2. I came into program when my higher power knew I was ready to come into program. He led me here. No one brought me. That very first day, as I said, I knew I was home. And I used to call myself a glutton. I used to call myself a foodaholic. I don't do that now. I love myself. And part of it is because I have seen the recovery in other people and heard their recovery, and that I wasn't the only one doing what I thought I was doing. If you're struggling with the food, please keep coming back. If you're abstinent, please keep coming back. If you're not sure if this is the program for you, please keep coming back. Our founder, Roseanne, above all else, just keep coming back. So I just wanted to throw that in again, and we're open for sharing again.
Thanks, Dana.
Hi, I'm Natasha, compulsive overeater. I just had a question. I completely missed question 1. Is it possible to repeat that?
The first question was, what is the purpose of studying and working the 12 steps? This is Ronnie again. Stuff that people said kind of reminded me that, you know, I hear a lot here in Tucson that people say that AA is different because alcoholics need to put the plug in the jug or whatever and not drink anymore. But, you know, for me, I don't see it that way, because they still drink coffee and tea and soda and water. They just don't drink their alcoholic drink. And so if I can look at my food the way they do about their drinks, I don't eat my alcoholic foods. I will not eat sugar. I will not eat pizza. I will not eat whatever triggers me. I will eat what nourishes me. And so I think that we can see our recovery in terms of black and white. It's just the fear of letting it go that makes it kind of blurry for me. But in my heart of hearts, I know exactly what I'm supposed to do. I know what I need to eat. I know what I cannot eat. And the only thing that can help me is a power greater than myself. There is no way that I can do this by myself. If I could have, I would have. I promise you, I would not be here today. But I need a way because I can't do it by myself. So just, you know, something I was reminded of. Thanks.
Norma from Arizona, from Sedona, Arizona. Hi, everyone, and thank you so much for this workshop. I love that the steps have saved me. I've worked through the steps again and again in step studies and step closed-step group and with sponsors and in all different ways. I feel like every time working through the steps is more will be revealed. And what's happened is that I've grown spiritually through working the steps, and the food, the obsession to compulsively eat has been removed. And sometimes if my mind was to think about food, it's like I don't go through the bakery and smell the goods. I don't put myself in situations which are harmful, and I don't do that mentally either. So I take care of myself by working the steps and working the tools, and I've never left OA since I started coming, and I can't remember how long now. I think it's about 18 years, but just keep on coming back and keep on working through the steps. I'm just gratefully abstinent today, and I love the freedom. When I pick up one, the first bite does the damage, and when I pick up the first bite, then everything becomes about food. I'm getting rid of food. I'm trying not to eat food. I'm eating food. I'm thinking about eating food, and it's just all about food. And I just don't want that back, what I used to have. So I just keep coming back and keep working the steps and tools and pray and meditate. Go towards my relationship with my God as I understand God, and I am free. I'm becoming free. So thank you so much.
Thanks for sharing.
This is Karen K. May I share?
Yes, thank you.
My first experience with OA was many years ago, and the purpose of me coming in was to lose about 40 pounds, and I did that. I did the work that was suggested by my sponsor, but all I really wanted to do was lose the 40 pounds. And shortly after I reached my goal, I stopped coming to OA. So my purpose when I first came into the program was just to lose weight. Several years later, I came into the program because I began to have some medical problems. I was once again overweight, had probably gained more than the 40 pounds. I started to work the program and the steps, and I realized I absolutely belonged in OA. Being powerless over food was something that I admitted then, and that my life was insane, but only insofar as the food was concerned. And I had 3 years abstinence, and then I relapsed. I'm very grateful to be back here. I'm grateful for the phone meetings, and I'm grateful for the abstinence that my higher power is helping me maintain, along with my sponsor and all of you people. I can honestly say now that working the 12 steps for me, the purpose of it now is to change my mind. I have to change my mind on so many levels. I'm not only powerless over food, I'm powerless over other people, places, and things. A lot of my thinking, not only with the food, was really, really twisted, and I was only able to see that after having an abstinence and really digging in on the 12 steps to find out more about myself. I couldn't manage myself. I don't know that I still can't manage much of anything, and so I go to the higher power, and I learn that working the program. So I'm very grateful for these workshops and for all your service in making it happen.
Thank you very much for sharing. We have time for another quick one. If anybody wants to share, please.
Hi, my name is Linda, grateful compulsive overeater.
Hi.
I want to thank you and Tina for this workshop. I really enjoyed it. I'm in program 25 years. Had a few relapses, but I have a current abstinence of this year. It'll be 8 years. And every time I read step one, it just tells me that I am in the right place. I don't care how long you've been in program. You know, you get these ideas that, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. Maybe this isn't for me. But this just brings me back to my disease and what it's all about. So I just wanted to share that, and thank you so much for doing this workshop.
Thank you. And in closing, I would like to thank you all very much, so much for attending. Please don't forget that the opinions expressed here today are those of the individual OA members and do not represent OA as a whole. For questions on this workshop and after, you can contact Stephanie, our virtual service trustee. Her email is V as in Victor, S as in sugar, I'm sorry, and T as in tango, the digit 4OA@hotmail.com. Her phone number, 727-641-3437. My email is oaroni@outlook.com. And if you will please help me close with a serenity prayer. God,
grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change as I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Thank you very much, guys.